The Astros are trying to avoid the sweep to the Royals, and George Springer gets Houston's day off to a great start when he leads off the bottom of the first.
And Springer sends one high in the air, deep to right center field, all the way back to the track, and this ball's gone! And the Astros have a 1-0 lead on one pitch. This ball is drilled deep to left field, and the streak continues. Salvador Perez goes up on the train tracks. He has now hit a home run in four consecutive games, and we're tied at one. The guy who was absolutely brilliant in his first appearance this season, Chris Devenski. Now here's Brandon Moss. Driven to right field deep. Springer looking up, and it's into the bullpen for a home run.
Here's Jake Marisnyk batting for the first time. Marisnyk is 1-for-7 on the year. And Marisnyk drives this deep down the left field line. Ball is hooking, and it is gone! A game-tying home run for Jake Marisnyk. 4-4.
Let's see if Evan Gattis could be a hero. Bases loaded, two outs. High ball four! A walk-off walk! And the Astros have a winning homestand.
The Astros win it by a final of 5-4 in 12. George Springer is the first player in big league history with three leadoff home runs in a team's first seven games of the season. The Astros were in danger of making it a fourth straight loss, but they were able to come back in the ninth and win it in extras. Here's the skipper, A.J. Hinch.
Yeah, he's worked hard for a couple of years at trying to command the strike zone a little bit and make good decisions. And he was even mad at himself on the 3-1. I think he walked twice. He just swung at the 3-1 pitch. But you know, he's a good hitter when he can stay in that zone. He's dangerous. So they pitch to the borders around him. They try to pitch him in, which they don't want him to get extended. But like all hitters, you know, if you get command of the strike zone and you shrink your zone the best you can, you're going to get good pitches to hit. It's going to help you not only walk, it's going to help you hit.
It's one thing to have a long man out of the bullpen. It's something else out of that, like,
Yeah, I mean, length is something that we think of at the end after we see what he did. You know, the ability to get outs, you know, multiple times through the order when the leverage is the highest is incredible. You know, I'm going to run out of ways to describe Chris Devinsky's performances when he comes in like this. The strikeouts, obviously the one home run. You know, I think in a lot of ways, you wonder how guys are going to respond, and all he did is go throw a few more shutout innings. So I think his pitch repertoire is perfect for these type situations. He's not going to go four innings and 60 pitches every outing, but he's as valuable as any play that happened in the game today. Chris Devinsky was exceptional.
Sorry, you already talked about it, but Lance McCullers gave y'all guys another quality start today. Mm-hmm. What'd you see from him?
You know, I thought it was as good a fastball command and usage as I've seen out of Lance in a couple of years. He was really, really good early. His efficiency, you know, he has sometimes a hard time getting into games. He throws 8 or 9 pitches in the first inning. He follows that up with some excellent pitch sequences. I know everybody was looking for his breaking ball. They always do. He's able to surprise some guys like Kane and even Moustakas with some fastballs, a changeup here and there. So He brought his whole repertoire to the ballpark today, and he used it, you know, very effectively, and kept his pitch count at a manageable you know, number, to where he even probably at some point during later in the season he's going to go out for the eighth in a game where he pitches like this.
And just what about the quality starts? You've been getting quality start after quality start.
No, we have a good rotation. It's, I think, sometimes gets a little bit of a knocked around a little bit because of the rumors and the off season questions and certainly the health warranted a little bit of questions, but they're pretty damn good.
What about the value of Marwin and his staying sharp when you need him?
Yeah, I mean, I use him a lot because he can do a lot of different things, and I think, again, that's another big swing that we hadn't even talked about yet, but being able to move him around the field does wonders for me in-game, does wonders for me on a day-to-day basis where I want to give a guy a break. He's a good matchup guy, left-handed and right-handed. You know, he's everything a manager would want out of a utility player, and he's going to play more. And I think you've seen guys around the league start to play more in this role, and he's exceptional at it. You know, he tries to practice everywhere. He takes ground balls in all four positions. He takes balls in the outfield. I told him the other day he's our third catcher. He's never done that before, but we may try that at some point. He's just a very valuable player.
What does Marisnyk's homer do, especially? It seems like you've picked each other up a few times so far this first week or so.
Yeah, it was a good swing. Obviously, you know, the changeup down and in, he was able to get a good swing on it. And it, again, when you talk about contributions from throughout the roster, you know, Beltran came off. He was only going to hit today. You know, he almost homered off of Wood. And then when the lineup rolled back around, you know, Jake's at bat comes up. And going into that inning, you know, if Marwin hits a line drive just to short, if he gets on base, we're going to consider bunting. We're going to maybe hit and run. We're going to create some action. That's the kind of at bat that he was expecting, goes up there and hits a solo homer. Again, it's a deep position player roster when we're working it on all cylinders. He's certainly one of them.
What about Springer? What is he giving you all this season?
Well, he gave us a couple wins. By the way, he swung the bat in the Seattle series, and then you know, he's an electrifying player. We all know that. We see it. It's why he's hitting leadoff. The energy that he brings, the defense he brings. You got to be ready from the first pitch. I've said that multiple times. So, you know, obviously scoring, you know, getting on base a couple different times. He's had some good at-bats. He's, you know, he's one of our core players. And I think everybody's comfortable knowing, coming to the ballpark every day, knowing he's going to play.
Overshadowed in this 12-inning game was Houston starter Lance McCullers Jr., who had a strong outing on Sunday, going 7 frames and allowing 3 earned runs with no walks and 10 strikeouts.
Oh, yeah, we needed a W today. I think it's nice to finish the homestand on a win and 4-3 overall. Avoid the sweep today. Pretty good Royals team we played this homestand. We could have done some things better throughout the series, but it was nice to get the W today. Execution, that's what it comes down to, I think, against a team that's aggressive, a team that's not aggressive. You just, you know, you execute your pitches when you need to, and you're going to be okay. For the most part, like, I have 2 solos today, both on pitches that weren't executed. And, you know, other than those 2 pitches, I'm pretty happy with my day. Yeah, I mean, like I said, again, they're aggressive, but if I don't go out there in the first and start pounding the strike zone early, you know, I'm not going to get that kind of efficient inning. So that's, you know, a big goal of mine, just, you know, kind of throw all my pitches in the zone, have enough confidence with them in the zone. And like I keep saying, it's Brian and I talk about all the time, just execute the pitch that's called, and more times than not, we're going to come out ahead.
Lance, how big is it for the bullpen to have a guy like Devo?
We have a couple guys down there, like Devo. You have Devo who can go multiple innings. We've got Feliz who can go multiple. We've got Peacock who's done an awesome job so far this year. But Devo's an animal. We know that. You know, he was great for us last year. He's been great for us this year. I'm sure he's going to continue to be great for us down the stretch. But it's rare to be able to have a pen that's so shut down, but also have 2 or 3 guys led by Devo that can come out there and go 3 or 4 and keep a team in the ballgame like that. Well, no, I think we know who we are. We have a good team here. We just have to continue to play, you know, all 27 outs every night. Can't take anything off. And when these bats get going, because they're going to, I mean, we have an amazing lineup. We have hit some amazing clutch home runs, start manufacturing some runs here and there. Pitching continue to do the same thing it's been doing, and we're going to win a lot of ball games.
Does it surprise you about the offense yet that it hasn't gotten going quite the way that you guys thought it would?
Well, I mean, we've hit – how many home runs have we hit already? 8, yeah. Something like that? I mean, we've hit a lot of home runs. Some have been very timely. Marwin's today was huge, you know, got us out of that hole and led to the W. So I think it's just a matter of time before the singles and doubles start coming with men on base. But if we're going to keep hitting those kind of home runs, it's all right with me.
Starting staff, you have some kind of competition against each other?
No, we have a good starting staff here. You know, no one, you know, it's preseason, you know, we'll talk about other teams, and they deserve the credit, but we have a great staff here. We knew that coming in. We never doubted ourselves. We're just going out there doing what we know what to do, doing what we do best, and keep us in the ballgame as long as possible.
Jake Marisnyk did not start the game on Sunday, but he came up big when it mattered most, tying the game with a home run off Kelvin Herrera in the 9th.
You come up, get loose, check in with the game, see where the game flow is, and different guys kind of know where they're going to be going in at. So I kind of had a feeling, when Aoki came out of the game that I was going in. So once he came out, I went in and moved George over.
You just couldn't get hard stuff?
Yeah, I mean, just being selective there, looking for a good pitch. I mean, you're looking to get on base there. I mean, for me, being able to get on base and steal a base or whatever, and he happened to leave one up that I can get to.
Next up for the Astros will be a trip to Seattle. Charlie Morton will start the series opener on Monday.